41 victims have been recovered. Two still remain missing in the aftermath of the Oso landslide. The disaster drew thousands of volunteers to the towns of Arlington and Darrington. Mixed in among those responders were 50 young people between the ages of 18 and 25. They were part of the Washington Conservation Corps. It's a program run by the State Department of Ecology. Usually these five-person crews do trail maintenance in rural parts of the state, but when duty calls, they shift gears to disaster response. KUOW's Ashley Ahern sat down with two members of the WCC who were on site immediately after the Oso slide.
My name is Gina Boland, and I'm 20 years old.
My name is Morgan Gilchrist, and I'm 25.
Being on disaster response, you start listening to yourself more than you do than you normally would. You know, you're not second guessing yourself because there's no time to second guess yourself. You really have to like set everything else aside and become an emergency response worker.
Well, yeah, and you grow so much so fast. That's the thing, and it's really hard. And it's cool to look back and say, not only were you able to do this, but you were helping people along the way. You know, 14, 16 hours a day for 14 days, all we did was try and bring people home.
I was out there, and all of a sudden, everyone was taking their hard hats off, and everyone, at first, I was just kind of like, why, curious, you know, really, really sort of like, what's going on? It was really hard, and I would have to say that's the hardest thing that I had to go through, was those 5 minutes each time somebody was found.
Well, it doesn't seem like 5 minutes. I know that we had two recoveries that day, and the first one, it was probably a minute or two. And the second one was, it seemed like an hour. I'm not sure if it was more than 5 minutes or not, but you stand there and there's nothing else you can do but think. And you're thinking about the people, you're thinking about their loved ones and your own family and how it could be them. And we were standing all in a line, all of like five or six of us digging the drain. And it was really a source of comfort to know that each person next to me was someone that I knew and worked with, and we were all the same age, roughly, and it was our first time on one of these responses, and we were all feeling the same way in some sense. So,
at one point, I think, well, I know I found it was like a reel of undeveloped photo film, you know, one of those old school photos that had been cut and placed into these little, it was like a scrapbooking thing. But next to it, there was a pile of children's clothes, which was this really adorable pink little girl's jacket that was just, it was another sort of that sort of weird sense of panic. Like, man, there were people here. This is not just, you know, a mud field. These are people's homes. It just becomes very real at that point. And it was really sad. But then you just have to get your head back to work, you know, because remember that you are there to help accomplish, you know, whatever you can in order to help them. If somebody were to come to me and to ask me what it's like to be on the slide, you know, I can tell you all that I can tell you, but you'll never actually get that sense of what it's like to be out there. So all I would recommend is live your life like you have something to fight for. It's not, you know, I know society portrays us in this sort of a beehive to slow down and take pleasure in like the smaller things.
That was Gina Boland, who's 20 years old, and Morgan Gilchrist, who's 25. They've been responding to the Oso landslide with the Washington Conservation Corps and shared their experience with KUOW's Ashley Ahern.